Standing up already, you're going to lead us in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe we have the roll call taken. Ms. Glasper, Mr. Minter, Ms. Gorman, and I believe Mr. Malone all said he would not be here. And I have to tell you, Mr. Burris just called a few minutes ago, about an hour ago, and his son's wife is Brooke Waters, so probably giving birth this evening. And I thought that was a pretty good reason for not being here at the meeting. And so he probably will not be able to attend. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the June 19th minutes?
Make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a second?
Second.
Who said that?
The daughter of Gussie, who normally seconds it. I'll second.
Okay, you got it? Okay, on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have one speaker, if he's here. It is Mr. John Riggins here. John, if you want to come down, take your time coming down over here. You have 3 minutes to speak. After you speak for 2.5, and I'm not going to start the clock until you get down here, you're going to hear me do this. And at 3 minutes, I will cut you off. And if you have anything written that you want in the minutes, we will do that for you.
Okay. Well, this is just for me to read,
okay.
So I don't get lost.
Okay, well, you're going to give that to the county clerk when you get done.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start with the clock when you start.
All right. I'm here to speak for all the people who spent a lot of time and effort and money to bring the real facts to you about Stone Meadows Trailer Court and who are now outraged by the outcome. When we started this endeavor 21 months ago, several neighbors told me that I was wasting my time. The county's going to do whatever it wants to do. I said things have changed in 40 years. I was at the original hearing in the late 60s with my father, grandfather, and all the other neighbors along Sand Road. Back then, just as now, the only people for the trailer park were the buyer and the seller. My father and all the other farmers thought they had easily defeated that proposal that day. Imagine their surprise when construction began just a few weeks later. So we have been forced to endure this thing for over 40 years. I paid my taxes, as did my neighbors. Yet we had to drive our children to school for 12 years because they were afraid to ride the bus. The school district had to send dedicated buses to the trailer park with added police security to help alleviate the problem. Now this board is condemning our grandchildren to the same future. I'm not here to argue the facts. They have not changed. My family and neighbors have endured the facts for over four decades. Trailer parks and people who live in trailer parks are not the problem. The problem is cramming too many people into too small of an area. On October 27, 2011, the Zoning Board ruled in our favor. On January 26, 2012, the Zoning Board ruled in our favor unanimously. 16 months later, at the unprecedented third hearing on May 8, 2013, the Zoning Board tabled the proposal at the suggestion of Planning and Development. A month later, it quietly brought it off the table and passed it unanimously. But we aren't sure exactly what passed because there are several variations. We would like to know why, after supporting us for 21 months, the Zoning Board reversed itself, deciding to ignore numerous zoning laws. Why did Planning and Development basically rewrite the document, referencing an agreement previously unmentioned? It also manipulated and changed numbers so that Cloverleaf's proposal could make it past the application stage, distorting the open space requirement, allowing 7 years to bring minimum standards up to 44-year-old trailers. That's not much of a standard. I call that a slum. If Planning and Development was worried about a lawsuit from First Cloverleaf Bank, perhaps you should worry about the many irregularities it committed coming to light. In closing, I would have to say that sadly things haven't changed in 40 years, and I was apparently mistaken about having men and women of honor in county government. Thank you.
You want to give that to the county clerk?
No, they'll be getting something in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I could have at this time Mr. Stallhut come on down. And Sue, if you want to come down too, you can, or if you don't, no, come now. This says you don't want to come down. I almost have to have you come down. I think everybody here, of course, knows Gary Stallhut, who did a tremendous job as our Manassas County Highway Engineer. And it's just a little plaque saying, Gary, is that F. Stallhut? Is that Frank?
Frederick.
Never knew that. Manassas County Highway Department from 1975 to 2013. Manassas County Engineer from 2005 to 2013. In appreciation of your commitment and dedicated service to the citizens of Manassas County, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, the county clerk. We appreciate all you did. And let me tell you, it's unique to come up here. Since I've been here, I've had two county engineers, and I've gotten along good with both of you. I consider both of them good friends. In fact, I might even go out and show him how to fish because I've been told he doesn't know how to do it yet. We're going to miss you. And I think Mark's going to do a tremendous job taking your place. Mark's up here. As everybody knows, he got the appointment last month. But you did a tremendous job for the county. And let me tell you, Dave and Gary are both different people. And they had both different traits. And I'm telling you what, they did. Both of them did a tremendous job. You know, and I tell you what, you go out and you talk to the public today, and you go, and I'm talking, I'll say it, St. Clair County or any county around here, and everyone will tell you that we have the best county highway department in the state of Illinois. And I believe that. And it's people like Gary Stallhut that puts us on that map. And I'm telling you what, I don't know if many of you do like I do, and you drive outside the county, as soon as you leave the county, you know the difference in the roads. Have you ever noticed that? You know, we're one of the few counties that do things within city limits. So we do a tremendous job. And not only is it Gary, but we have a great staff in that. But when you have somebody with Gary's dedication and what you've done for this county, I wish I could give you a little check with this, but that's not to come. But you get that retirement check now. But we do appreciate everything you've done. You take care. And this is your last opportunity to speak.
And if I could, before the chairman sits down and notice that I erased the agenda just a minute ago, if I could get you all to log back in, please. It was Vanessa's fault.
A little snafu there, I guess. First of all, I want to thank the Chairman Dunston and the county board for having trust and confidence for my appointment as the county engineer for 8 years. As Alan mentioned, I was employed in 1975. I worked 7 years as a field engineer out in the field building projects. I've spent 23 years as the assistant county engineer and 8 years as the county engineer. So basically I've been attending board meetings for 31 years and I've missed two. So I thought I had a pretty good record. But by and large, the county board does great. Back the county highway department. We really appreciate that. And obviously, without the funding, we can't keep the roads in the good shape that they're in. So, and I have to say thank you to my workers. Obviously, you're only as good as your workers. And I think a lot of you people know that. And Mark Cavillo up there was my assistant for 8 years, and he'll do a great job as a county engineer. So with that being said, I've been going on 6 weeks on my retirement right now. I fish 2-3 days a week and do what I want to do, so life is good. But I also worked here for the county 5 years as summer help when I was going to college. So add all those years together, that's 43 years. That's time to leave, so... But anyway, thank you all for your support and everything, and good luck, Mark. And Annette, if you have any lawsuits, I know we got a couple still pending yet. You know my number. Thanks again. Man, I got to do this. I got to introduce my wife up there, Sue Stallhut. years of wedded bliss, and she's supported me all through those years. So there she is.
What Gary doesn't know is Susan met with me earlier and wanted to know if I had anything to keep him busy. Correspondence.
Chairman, we have one letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a jurisdictional transfer in the village of Godfrey. Oh, we have the monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the monthly report of the coroner. There is the monthly population report from the sheriff's office and the treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all.
Okay, and we'll do the appointments.
For the Marine Sewer District, Rich Riebling is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Sanford Autry, who has resigned. Madison County Housing Authority Commission, Cassandra F. McQuellan is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Tommy Brown. And three, the Wanda Cemetery Board, Tom Dennis is recommended for appointment to a new six-year term. Fred Childers is recommended for appointment to a new six-year term. Rob Rogers is recommended for appointment to a new three-year term. Josh Sullivan is recommended for appointment to a new six-year term. Debbie Tatman is recommended for appointment to a new six-year term. And Diana Williams is recommended for appointment to a new six-year term.
Do we have a motion? Ms. Hawkins, you want to make that a motion? We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay, on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before we go on, because I know this Wanda Cemetery issue has been an issue, and I believe those are the new board members up there. Some of you maybe. Okay. What I'm going to strongly suggest, you know, this is a, I know they went through incorporations in the past, and there was confusion as far as who does the appointments or whatever. So we got those appointments done today. But I would strongly recommend the Wanda Cemetery to go ahead and set up bylaws and come up with a procedure of picking your board members yourself. I think it's a Wanda Cemetery is a very good cemetery. I think you should kind of, you know, you don't need me to be making these appointments. You need to be incorporating yourself and get everyone involved in Wanda Cemetery. Every family member that has someone in that cemetery needs to be a voting member. Do it very openly, very honestly, and come up with a procedure through bylaws where you take it away from the appointments being from me, that you will do the appointments yourself. And I think you'd be much happier in the future if you would do that. So I would hope that the ones that we just appointed, the six new members that we appointed, would follow that and start a process of setting up some bylaws and then having your annual meetings and take it out of our control and put it where it belongs with the Wanda Cemetery people and the people that live that have loved ones living in that cemetery that are closer to it. That's my suggestion to you. Okay? Ms. Hawkins, do you want to say anything?
I just want to say very well said. I agree 100% with that.
Okay.
That they know their people best and that, you know, that would be a good procedure for the future for them to take a look at when they reorganize.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Tracy.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. The Finance and Government Operations Committee has two items to bring forth this evening. One, the summary report of claims and transfers, and two, the resolution authorizing the purchase of excess liability property and earthquake insurance coverage option number one, and I so move.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Yes.
Okay, on the question, roll call.
No,
you got Lisa. Lisa, sorry. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Tracy?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Grants Committee, Mr. Marr.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Grants Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Resolution authorizing home program funds to Justine Peterson Housing and Reinvestment Corporation, and a resolution authorizing an agreement with the Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center to provide a project manager as required by the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for the Workforce Innovation Grant to be made for Madison County Employment and Training Development. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else under that, Mr. Maher?
That is all.
Stay standing. I'm going to have you go ahead and bring in E while you're standing, and we'll come back and get D.
Okay. The Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. And please note that Z130034 in your packet was tabled for 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. Finding fact and resolutions and resolutions. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Holliday, if I can bring in the Health Department Committee.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you.
I also would like to make a short presentation about a local liaison health committee meeting we had in Springfield.
Okay.
Dr. Hasbrook of IDPH opened remarks. Some of the items that we discussed was Affordable Care Act implementation, improving population health, in-person counseling grant. There was 157 applicant recommendations, and the health department should look good at getting one of those recommendations. Public health accreditation was addressed. We also addressed prescription drug abuse and misuse. The prostate program will be reinstated in the state. There was no cut in our local health grant. There will be feedback on the strategic plan, which is being printed and will soon be distributed. Our next town hall call will be mid-August, and the new president for Illinois Association of the Board of Health is Mr. Jim Lamders.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Clasper is not here. Who's on Public Safety Committee? Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to submit to the board a report covering one amusement license and two mobile home licenses.
We will put that in. I don't think we have to have a vote on that, do we? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Adler. Real Estate Tax Audit Committee, Mr. Tocano.
Fellow board members, Mr. Chairman, Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has one property trustee resolution and move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tocano?
That's all I have, Mr. Tocano.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members of the Transportation Committee has three resolutions this evening. A report on bid for the de-icing salt. Number two is a request permission to advertise and receive bids on corrugated steel and polymer-coated corrugated steel culvert pipe, and number three is an agreement funding resolutions for Stamper Lane reconstruction in the City of Godfrey. It's been signed by all board, all members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Yes.
On a question, roll call. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Anybody else have anything else? Or we entertain Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. I just wanted to say I noticed the county, the outside auditor, Sheffield and Company, has given the fine Madison County finances strong, well-managed fiscally. I'm very proud of that as a county board member. Thank you.
Thank you. Just want to go on record as Gary said, you've been to 31 years of committees, and you get off, and this is one of the fastest meetings we ever had. So I don't know if that says something about you or not. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.